Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. And as you can hear, our TGIF live studio audience is ready to go. I am your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. It's the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. We are your trustworthy resource for sharing personal stories and quality content conveyed with a hint of humor provided by myself and my fabulous guests and a supersized side of sincerity. Why? To enhance the quality of your life, give you more professional, personal, and financial freedom, and our favorite, to promote patriotism. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, one location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform with five programs providing everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. The information for today's guests and all of our partners, everything. Every episode of Everything Home, to subscribe to the show, like, follow, and join our community, sign up for our newsletter, become a purpose-driven business and our partner, learn about our five transformational programs, and much more. Everything is listed on Everything Home Resource Platform. Bookmark it, save it to your phone, make it your go-to place. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about, and that's good people doing good business and good things. This is our live segment, Purpose-Driven Partners, where we showcase our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. We are going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide real, tangible life takeaways. All in 7 minutes. Can you believe it? Five guests, 7 minutes. Lots of quality content. Everything's home. Today's topics: small business support and networking, side gigs, diversity, podcasting, and interior design, delivered by our partners, Debbie Saviano, Rhonda Murray, Lisa Williams, Daniela Garcia, and Barbara Kaplan. What a powerful lineup of ladies. TGIF, because you're going to need the weekend to listen to this episode over and over and over. I think you get the idea. Before we bring on our first guest, just a few interesting things. Each month, we have a free giveaway. All you need to do to enter is engage with our platform. Follow us on social media, like, comment, and share our posts, and we will do the same for you. Rate, review, and subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player, and we are listed on 14 of them. Join our newsletter, like, recommend, and review us on Facebook. Just a couple clicks, a little typing. Little delay there, boys and girls. I added that new, working out some kinks. And each action will get you one entry to win our monthly prize. This month is a $25 gift card. It's a little small, but don't worry. As we go on, they'll get better and better. To keep it simple, just go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the links and sites graphic right there on the homepage. It's towards the top. That will take you to a listing of all of our links and programs. Check out who we are, what we do. Visit the Reopen America Resource Center for all kinds of great information that's free. Join our community, become our partner, be a guest on our show, give us feedback on episodes, and let us know which topics you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. So before we get started, oh, wait a second. The quote of the day has arrived. Can someone from the studio audience please get the door? Really, guys? Can someone get the door? Let's just get up. Thank you. Thank you. The quote of the day is from Zig Ziglar. You can have everything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. And that's what our patriotic purpose-driven resource is all about. A place to meet, listen to, and learn from the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people. They're doing good business. Very good things. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform providing everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. Everything on resourceplatform.com. Bookmark it. Save it on your phone. Make it your go-to place for everything that you need. Everything that you need.
Everything.
Home. All right, let's get on with the show. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics: small business support and networking, side gigs, diversity, podcasting, and interior design. First up is Mrs. Debbie Saviano, founder of Women's Leadership Live. Miss Debbie, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pumped up. Can you hear it?
I can hear it. I this is so much like speed dating and networking, right? I feel like I'm in the studio with you. This is awesome. It's great. Thank you.
Well, I'm trying to move it as fast as I can because I want to get as much content in there for everybody. And I figured, you know, treat it like a real radio show. And speaking of, it's 12:07. It's time for Debbie Saviano. Come on down. So let's start it off. Give us a little info about Debbie and Women's Leadership Live, which is an amazing organization. And then let's get straight into what you want to discuss today.
You know, talk about perfect timing. Your show is all about business. I think like so many others, actually almost everyone I know or we know, got through a serious year of serious adjustment. When Stacy, Chef Linda McMahon, and I started Women's Leadership Live 6 years ago, it was a totally different environment, right? At the end of the day, it's real simple what we do. We help women and men, enlightened men, as Stacy likes to say, take their products or services to brick and mortar, to e-commerce, to online. We help support women and men in business, and that's what we do. So, you know, Stacy and I had worked with Joe Packham on a very special issue of Where Women Create Work magazine. It was titled Women Working for a Stronger America, and we had a 30-city tour centered around the magazine, the women featured, our women ambassadors, special partners in each city, and then a partner, Irving Law Cleans Chamber of Commerce, which is where Will is located. We were doing one heck of a road show, Michelle, I will tell you. First week of March, we launched in Texas. We had events at Citibank, Crisis Healthcare, SMU, some private events, and then on Friday, COVID. Yikes. So at the beginning, we tried to reschedule, realized that wasn't the best interest of our partners, so we went digital. Now, Stacy and I are very, very fortunate, like many of the people you listen to your show and the other guests that are on, have incredible groups of community, of network, if you will. We, as I said before, we have our women, and then we have our enlightened men, as Stacy termed him, and they've been with us since the inception. I love that. Don't you think it's so cool?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the real sense of who those men are. They support and champion women. But thanks to them, we're able to have collaboration and conversation via digital. I think when COVID hit, we witnessed many businesses who struggled. They weren't prepared because they weren't strong on digital or social media. And I think there are lessons we can all learn from. And Stacy and I talked about this, and I think the best thing we can share today is kind of what we did. And so, first of all, people have to make sure that people can find you online. So where do they come? They come to your website. They come to social media. But where? Where are you in digital space? Something we always recommend: have the handle for every social media platform. Many people think, well, I'm not going to use that one, or I don't like it, or whatever, and they don't capture their name. That's not sound advice. We would advise you to make sure you grab the name on every social platform, whether you're going to use it today or not, because once the name is gone, it's gone. there's only one Women's Leadership Live. So once we have all that, someone else can't get that. The same with your personal name. So grab your name. We have a term we call rules of engagement. It's how we act together in physical space should be the same way we act in digital space. And that's something we live, and our brand is surrounded by that. Everything we do is about building relationships. Now, most platforms let us like, comment, and share. So, for example, like. That is similar to shaking your head or recognition. That's all. If that's all you ever do, people are going to stop engaging with you because you're not commenting. People want to have communication. We want to converse. We want to interact. So comment, comment, comment. And I think it's hard sometimes with social because there's so much and people think, well, if I like it or just give a reaction, I've done something. Not really. You can do that 20% of the time, but 80% of the time you need to be commenting back. And, of course, share is the ultimate. Think of it as word of mouth. I mean, research will show you that over 75% of people buy from brands where their connections recommended it. So when you're shared, you're saying something is special and that you value that product or that service. Engagement is what we all want because it shows interest. Therefore, when someone posts, you need to engage. We always hear people talk about the big numbers and how many followers, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, what you really want is engagement. You want people to interact with you. Now, there's a couple ways for engagement. We look at it in two ways primarily. One's educating and one's entertaining. For example, in our Women's Leadership Live LinkedIn company page, we share information that centers around a lot of education, tips for business, much like what you do here with your guest, Michelle. So today on LinkedIn, we shared how to use fleets on Twitter. It's new, and we want to show people how to do it. In our Women in Business Facebook group, which is one of our most engaged groups, and it's more casual as we know these 1,000-plus ladies personally, and therefore what we post is more personal. We want their thoughts, their ideas, their opinions. So, for example, yesterday I posted about Amazon doing prescriptions versus using local pharmacy. Overwhelmingly, the response was they will continue to buy from their local pharmacy. So that's important because you want to know your community. You want to know what they think, what they like, what they're doing, what they're thinking about business. And the Women in Business group, as I said, we're very fortunate because we know them. We also do birthdays. We post birthdays every day on Facebook in the group, and it gives us a way to stay in touch with them, let them know they're recognized, but also other people come in and comment. So, you know, we only have our birthdays once a year. It's important for us to feel loved by that. So another thing that to share is that recognize that each social media platform is unique. I think a lot of times people get hung up on this. It's unique in content and size of images. So when you share images, they must match the platform. Twitter's 1,200 times 675, whereas Facebook is 940 times 788. If you do the same image on both, one's going to be wrong. And that's not what you want. Images are powerful, and you should always use them, but make sure you use the right size. Content. I'm going so fast because there's so much I want to share, but I love the fact it's 7 minutes. I think that's awesome. So Twitter allows for 280 characters. It's short, sweet, to the point. Instagram, 2,200 characters. So know the platform and know what you're allowed to do and how you can best maximize that. Something that a lot of people don't use, and I use it a lot, and I think it's a very valuable tip, is tagging. Sometimes people don't see your post because of algorithms. So one way to engage in a conversation is to tag them. You simply type, you know, do the at sign, then type their name. It's going to show blue. You know they're tagged, and they get notified that you've mentioned them. I did that today with the Women's Leadership Live Facebook group and, again, on LinkedIn with your show today. I not only tagged you in the show, but also tagged the other guests that are on here later, who I'm very much looking forward to hearing. So how you tag it opens up that conversation. Finally, behavior. Just like in physical space, we should be kind, respectful, positive. We should do the same in local and social. And not always do we do that. We're firm believers in never going negative. Stacey and I try very hard to model that. With how we do, we base people on their behavior and their actions, not on their politics or religion or lifestyle, because we want everyone in the conversation. So we learn from each other. So those are just kind of some tips that I think are real powerful for people when they think about digital space and networking. I love the fact that you have such a personalized group here, Michelle. I think that's very important. And if Stacey and I would love to share with you a social media digital presence handout. So again, we could do it on the social space, but if anyone who's listening sends an email to me at Debbie@womensleadershiplive.com, say that they met me here on your show, Michelle, we'll send you that special handout. So also, we got to all connect on social media because we are in physical space. We're limited by numbers, if you will, and especially right now with COVID, right? But with digital space, we open up the universe. We can connect around the globe. There's no borders, no boundaries, nothing. So when we think of it as how would we treat those people in physical space the same as how we treat them in digital space, I think we see the value of social media. So those are my shares, my friends.
Of all the shows that I've done, you number one, hands down. Do you agree with me, audience? Unbelievable. I'm gonna take that as a snippet and I'm gonna start sharing it as social media tips. Don't worry, I'm gonna give you all the credit in the world. And on our website too, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put it on the homepage because I think what you just shared was absolutely amazing. And I learned quite a few things. So Debbie Saviano, Women's Leadership Live, of all the women's groups that I've seen and I've kind of played around with, hands down, you guys are the best, and the content, the information, and the engagement, far superior. So I encourage everyone to check it out.
I definitely
check it out. And her website and information is going to be on our homepage. It's going to be on multiple pages, so you'll be able to get all of her information at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Debbie, you're coming back on, and I can't wait to join the group. I just, as we talked about, it's just time right now, but otherwise I'm all in, and I'm going to be your number one. I'm your number one fan. Hands down.
Well, God bless. And I'm excited to hear Rhonda, Lisa, Danielle, and Barbara. So awesome.
Oh, well, they're coming up next. So thank you very much. And you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right. Now I'm going to give you some information about one of our awesome programs.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
So Reopen America Resource Center started it back when Corona started, and all of a sudden now we get another flare-up. So please start using it as a resource. I promise you the information on there is absolutely amazing and incredible, and it's all free. It includes business organizations, networking groups and communities, employment opportunities, virtual events, LinkedIn and Facebook groups to join, personal and professional development resources, products and services, live streams, trustworthy nonprofits and foundations, coronavirus facts, Must Follow People podcasts, and much more. Reopen America Resource Center and all of our partners you're meeting today, their information is listed on there too. The link to the website is the top banner of everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click Reopen America, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. One location, all the information, providing everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, make a difference. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, and make it your go-to place. Check out the Reopen America. Unbelievable information. You're going to be on there for days. Trust me. If there's anything you think of you want us to add, let us know. We will definitely add it. So let's get on with my next guest. My next guest is Miss Rhonda Murray, the founder of Elevated Diversity Training and Consulting. Big round of applause. Hi, Rhonda. Are you there, Miss Rhonda? Did I lose Rhonda? No. I see her in the queue. Oh, no. All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to switch things around a little bit because I'm not hearing Rhonda. Let me try one more thing here. We're live, boys and girls. So obviously there's going to be technical difficulties. So let's try it one more time. Am I hearing you, Miss Rhonda? Hello, Rhonda. Wasn't there a song, Rhonda? Come on, Rhonda. All right, well, Rhonda, if you can hear me, then I need you to call back in because for some reason I'm not hearing you. But if Miss Barbara Kaplan doesn't mind, I'm thinking that what we're going to do is we're going to bring her on and shuffle the show a little bit. So is that okay with you, Miss Barbara?
I would love to. I always love to talk.
I know. That's not a problem. So let's just shuffle. we'll just shuffle up the lineup a little bit. And that's what we do here when we're live on talk radio shows. We just move things around. You bob and weave. All right. So next up is Barbara Kaplan. She's the CEO of Design Dimensions, Barbara's Pick, and author of The Bizarro Method. Round of applause for Miss Barbara. How are you today, my friend?
Well, I'm very well, and I'm so glad to be here with you, Michelle. This is fun, and I've decided through this whole time that we're living in now that everything really needs to be fun that we do. If we can possibly eliminate anything that isn't, I try to do it.
Yeah, and I agree.
And that's
with
my
you.
Interior design recommendation.
and that's just kind of the attitude we've got to have. You know, it doesn't have to be stuffy, and we just need to take a step back, turn off the news, turn off the TV, and have some fun. So tell us a little bit about Barbara, and if you want to, a little bit about the designs or the Bizarro, and let's get into some interior design information. And if you want a little of that Zoom experience that you decided to start, because you are one of those innovative pivoters, just like the rest of the crew today.
Yes. And, you know, actually the home, as you say, home is everything. Home is everything. And we can pivot in our homes as well. We can make it our sanctuary. We can make it our everything. And it's a time like this where what you believe and what I believe is really something that we need to hold on to more than ever. And we have that opportunity because your home is your most personal space, and it's the place where probably the only place that you have some control, or almost total control, not quite completely, but you have as much control as anywhere else in the world. And it's really important to delve into what is feeding you in your home, what is supporting you in your home. As an interior designer all my life, I have specialized in how you feel in your home. Your home, you don't decorate your home for the walls. You decorate it for yourself. That's why the book that I've written, Bizarro Method, Rooms Have No Feelings, you do. And it's very important to focus on you. So often we look at magazines and we look at other people's homes and we judge, wow, I don't have this and I can't do this. And sometimes we feed ourselves negative information, but the truth is that everybody can design for themselves if they truly look into their interior space, their interior design. And I have my hand on my chest when I say interior, because it's about your interior and how you see yourself. And I believe that your home is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. And that's something that you and I have discussed, Michelle, and actually you almost gave me the wording for that. So I thank you for that. I can't emphasize it enough. Holistic design, which is the word I like to use, is really about the whole person. It's every part of you, and your home is every part of you. And here is where you can express who you are, how you want to be, and how you want to live and be seen. And, of course, it touches your health. It touches your well-being, your relationships. Everything happens in your home. So I come to use the word curate. You know, we curate everything that we bring in our home. And we have to look at it and say, wow, how is this feeding me? How is this bringing me joy? How is it making me healthier? How is it making me more productive? How is it reducing my stress level? Or on the opposite, how is it not doing that? And we really need to look at it from a holistic approach. And as a matter of fact, if I can give a plug, Michelle, I am doing a workshop December 8th and December 10th. On that topic and helping people bring their stories, bring their questions and their dilemmas to me on the Zoom call. And if they just contact me at Barbara@BarbaraKaplan.com, they will get an invitation. But we do have limited seating, so that's the only thing. So any questions I can answer for you, Michelle?
You're a big home person from when we first met. I mean, maybe you can share what you had said, if you remember when we walked in my house back in 2004, when I suckered you into working with me, and why it was almost like I beat you up in the head and said, no, we're doing it. Because I didn't follow your normal process, which I'm not normal, and you knew that right from the start. But what was the importance of how the house was laid out and what that actually, I don't know, that meaning or that inspiration, and maybe that's something that will make people realize how important it is to do certain things in your home.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Michelle, because when I walked into your home, the most important thing that I could do initially is listen. I had to listen to you. My method doesn't matter if it doesn't work for you, but my method says I am here for you, and therefore tell me what you need. Tell me what you want, and therefore I can give it to you. I can't come in and tell you how to live in your own home, but I can help you express that through what you tell me. So any design project with a designer needs to be a joint effort. It has to be done together. No one can decorate for you, but they can decorate with you.
And the other thing, too, that you taught me was, my taste is not anything that you're going to see in a magazine. And you kind of, and I told you that. I said, I like really comfy. So even though it might look cool in the magazine or in some of these really big homes, that's not me. I want to be able to lay on the couch and be comfy. So, and you said, Michelle, that's okay. That's your taste. It doesn't have to even if the color scheme is not what's cool right now, it doesn't matter. That's what you like. And that kind of just made me feel more comfortable in my own home. So I could choose what I want rather than be dictated or even kind of feel dated that I'm not as modern as cool as what's trendy right now. So I think that's something that one of the most important things and reassurance that you gave me. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for just saying that, because that is the key. Never do what someone else tells you or a trend. Trends come and go, but you stay, and you're ending up spending money on a trend that maybe you don't even like, that you don't even want to come home to every day. So trends really don't matter. Magazines can give you ideas, but they're not something to follow if it's not something that you really love and want. And it requires the three steps. Maybe I should talk about that. The Bujaro method is simply three steps. It's understanding, accepting, and allowing. You have to understand yourself first. Before you can decorate, you have to understand what you want to accomplish and how you want to live. And then,
Barbara, we got 1 minute. We got 1 minute, so sum it up, if you don't mind.
Okay. So, no, my pleasure. I just want to say that I encourage anybody who's listening to decorate for themselves and to be true to themselves and don't listen to anybody else, because you can be your own interior designer. Just listen to yourself and don't doubt yourself. Don't be afraid. And that's what the book is all about, actually, taking the fear out of interior design. So enjoy your home.
Perfect and well said. And definitely we need to have you on again, because these tips are important, especially now at everybody's home, and they're going to be home for a long time. And maybe even they started to enjoy their home more. So they're going to, be there more often by choice. And that's a good thing. That's what it's all about. Everything home, right?
Everything home.
I love your plug in the beginning. I'm going to have to use that in some of my stuff. So thank you very much. So Barbara Kaplan
thank you.
The Barbara Kaplan, Design Dimensions, Barbara Pixon, of course, the author of the Bujaro Method. So Barbara, thank you for coming on, and thank you for your friendship. And I look forward to having you back on very soon.
Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure.
All right. So keep listening. We got some great guests that are all popping in here today. I tell you, this is the ladies' lineup is just so powerful that I'm going to actually skip over one of my sections so we can jump right into the next guest. So next up on the list guest is Lisa Williams, the founder of Lisa Williams Co. and the host of the Dream Big Nation podcast. Audience, how about a round of applause for Miss Lisa? How are you today?
Hey, Michelle, I'm great. I love the applause. I need to get some of that at my house.
Well, you know, I first did that on the first show, and somebody goes, I don't remember the last time if I ever got a round of applause. I said, well, if you come back on the show more often, at least you know that somebody loves you. We're just going to give you a round of applause because, hey, everybody needs that. Everybody needs that. There's nothing wrong with it. So let's talk Lisa Williams, a little Lisa Co., and then if you want to talk about the Dream Big Nation podcast and some takeaways. I know you've got a couple events that you just did and you're doing, so you're out there trying to make a difference in people's lives and doing some side gigs. So let's just dive right in.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I just love how you're helping families, you know, taking charge of their own destiny and really promoting philanthropy in our country as well, which is absolutely a passion of mine also. So yes, I am Lisa Williams. I'm blessed to hold the role of what I call a Chief Inspiration Officer and Entrebeliever here at Lisa Williams Co. And we are actually a wealth education and business matchmaking firm. And I basically started down this journey because I started a side gig. I was in corporate for 25 years. I was very blessed to have a recruiting career in technology and financial services, and realized about 3 years ago that I stopped growing myself, and the money that I was making was good, but the joy and actually how I was making it, I just hadn't found a lack of that. So the people, I single day in transition, and so many of them also seem to be asking me for more than just a job. So I actually kind of went on my own journey, took my own advice, and started just saying yes to a bunch of new things, attending lots of webinars, and learning new things. It had been a long time since I found that I had grown in my life. And one of the things that I said yes to, I just fell in love with. I was a single mom about 17 years ago, very unexpectedly. I had a three-month-old and a three-year-old. And I was always really good at making money, but I had no idea how to manage it. So I took a class at my church, kind of a precursor for you Dave Ramsey fans, of his Financial Peace University, and really fell in love with the idea of really owning my destiny when it comes to my financial roadmap, and never dreaming that that actually would be the foundation of my business in the future. But that was my original side gig, was my financial literacy business that I run. And now, you know, through that, I've just fell into this world of entrepreneurship and business building, like you're part of, Michelle, and I just find it to be a world of abundance and lots of yes, yes, yes. I found corporate I was getting a lot of roadblocks that I didn't love. And, my favorite part is I'm helping others start to dream again. And we're on a mission at our company to empower, equip, and inspire 1 million people to hire themselves. So that's a little bit about me. And tell me, what questions might you have, or what would you like to know more?
Let's give some tips to the listening audience, specifically about some of the topics that you've even recently covered, so that they can maybe implement it this afternoon, whether it's personal or business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love it. So first of all, I would say, did you ever take that class, What Am I Meant to Be When I Grow Up? I don't think any of us did. I certainly didn't. And I found, through some of my mentors that I work with, a lot of people, they accidentally land in their career. And, you know, hopefully it brings them relative fulfillment and pays the bills, right? Unfortunately, what happens is a lot of times people get these golden handcuffs. I know that was me. And I realize now, looking back, that all of the things that we bring to the table when we first start our career can continue to be helping us make new iterations of ourselves. In this time of transition right now, I'm counseling so many people in transition that have been impacted by layoffs, or, you know, their businesses are, you know, being impacted by restrictions and how they can run, and just the ability to create their own economy and have these multiple streams of income is ever more crucial. I have a mentor that I just love, and she kind of likes to shock people, but she has this comment that I love. She's like, Christopher Columbus did not discover this amazing, beautiful country for us all to be employees, and especially how many families live paycheck to paycheck, which was probably about 90% of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So creating your own economy, having the power to really, truly have an asset-producing business that you put the time in now, and eventually you can walk away and that business will continue to produce income for your family. There's so many ways to do that. You know, we live in the world of referral sharing and direct selling and network marketing and, you know, affiliate marketing. There's just so many ways, and you're the queen of this, Michelle, to create another income stream for your family. So I would suggest you start saying yes to a lot of things and discovering what speaks to your heart, something you can get excited about. Because I really feel like, you know, even if you're an introvert, you know, wait until you find something you're passionate about. Then you can't shut people up. You know what I mean?
And that's perfect. And it's almost like at this point, there's so many different things that are available to people because how the internet and different companies have been created and have grown since the coronavirus started, or even before that. So there's a lot of things that somebody can do by just, you know, even something simple like these Etsy's, where people are making random things and throwing it online and all of a sudden they're making money. So it doesn't have to be something complex. It could just be something to try to get into that mode of making something and marketing it and getting a first sale, so you can get that rush and you go, I tasted it. It's like, you know, the blood in the water. You're like, oh, it's like a shark. So it doesn't have to be like you've created an entire company and a platform, you know, but it doesn't have to be that complex. It's just something simple.
And using the skills that you've already mastered. We all have this beautiful story that we've created in our lives, and it doesn't have to be, you know, some new invention or service. It's things that you're already finding joy and fulfillment in your life that others. My faith is the biggest part of my life, Michelle. I believe that all of us have so many gifts that God wants us to open and use in our lives. And most of us, myself included, for many years, I was not tapping into the fullest potential that my life was meant to live.
And I think that that's very well said. I've gone in that direction myself over the past couple of years. So, I encourage people to do it. It makes a huge difference. There's something bigger out there than servicing ourselves and making tons of money. So I'm on the same page with you, Lisa.
Yeah.
You got a bump?
Yeah, quite frankly. Yep, and absolutely. If you're not doing it for yourself, do it for your kiddos. Do it for your grandkids. You know, we're meant to continue to be humans becoming, not just human beings, right?
Right, exactly. That's a great quote. So Lisa Williams, the founder of Lisa Williams Co. and the host of the Dream Big Nation podcast, thank you for coming on, Lisa. We're going to have you back on soon because you're full of quality content and your philanthropy and faith. I mean, come on, that's what this platform's all about. So thank you for being a great partner. And we'll have you back on real soon.
Bless you, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So all of Lisa's information, including all of our guest information, is going to be listed on our website all the time. It's on the Reopen America. It's on the main stuff. So just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and you can't miss them. Go listen to their shows, find out what they're doing in their websites and on their social media and on their podcast. Just a wonderful, powerful group of ladies. So before we jump into our next guest, I just wanted to share with you one of our other programs on the Everything Home Resource Platform.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know
63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes. Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
Sorry about the little glitch, but it's live. This is what happens. Welcome to the internet. So Promos for a Purpose is our signature program, and it helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our everything done for you purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. It includes a branding strategy and marketing plan, marketing materials, partnership as on our platform and membership in our community, ongoing promotion, a public relations campaign, including a press release, networking opportunities, referrals from us and our partners, continual collaboration, marketing strategy sessions, and much more. We're making it very easy for you to promote your brand and get your purpose out there so people understand who you are and what you do, and most importantly, why you do it. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in, and it makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. You can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Promos for a Purpose tab in the header for all the information. We'd love to help your business grow and share why you are the best at what you do. And of course, you're going to be a big partner of ours and come on the show often, just like these fabulous ladies today who are transforming how things are done in the world. So let's get on to our next guest. Bear with me here while I pull something up. Again, like I said, it's live and I'm running everything. My next guest is Daniela Garcia, the CEO of Pod Booking. This is a really interesting and innovative platform that I'm excited for her to share. So audience, so are you over there? I mean, what are you taking a break? Yeah,
hey,
sorry about that. They're a little checked out sometimes on Fridays, you know what I mean? They come in here all casual. I mean, I tell one guy to put a shirt on. I said, seriously, what do you think this is? Yeah. Wait, it's a pool party?
We're trying to run a real live program here. I mean, get it together, guys.
I know. Help me out. I couldn't even get one of them to get out of the dang chair and answer the door. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, unless you pay
people.
We'll
be happy to hear that I'm business casual.
I'm not. That's why I don't do video, because then people would see how casual that really is. So, yeah, that's why we haven't implemented that, because that would require Michelle getting ready, and that's an hour production, and I don't even have the energy. So let's talk Pod Booking. Podcasting and a little about Daniela. So it's 12:43. We got 7 minutes, and let's go.
All right, let's do this. So Pod Booking is the LinkedIn of the podcasting industry. So think about it in the mindset of everything is very professional driven, very industry focused. All the content, all the collaborations that we're going to be having coming into fruition in the next few months are all going to be around helping podcasters be better at what they do, streamline what they do, get connected to the tools and resources they need to do what they need to do, and then ultimately get them connected with the people and the collaborators they need to get their shows to go to that next level. So media buyers, sponsors, editors, professionals, tools and softwares they don't even know are out there and that exist, gurus and thought leaders in the space who are sharing this great content that is not reaching all 1 million podcasters in the world. Well, if we have one specific platform that is completely focused to the industry of podcasting, then we won't get lost in algorithms anymore, you know? And we can just connect as a community in a much more streamlined and efficient manner.
Well, and I'm excited that you started this platform, because one of the other guests and partners on our program is the Podcast Alliance. His is totally different. It's more of a group, not an actual yours is a resource and a database. But the reason why he decided to do it, which is probably exactly why you did it, is because the big guys take all of, I don't want to say traffic, but they get the audiences. So even if they're, and I found a lot of the times their content's not that great. It's their name that pulls in the audience, because I've listened to these shows and went, wow. And then I've listened to a lot of the shows of the guests and the partners on our platform, and their shows are much better, but they can't have, you know, they don't have the audience pool, or they don't have the big budgets to drop in all that kind of money in order to get the exposure.
Oh,
but their quality and their content is a heck of a lot better than a lot of these people that are pulling all the downloads and the big names. So it's the little guys, you know, it's like the best kept secrets. There needs to be a place to find that, because those are the ones that are really making a difference in transforming people's lives and giving them the information they need.
Absolutely. And also, I've been on multiple sides of this podcasting spectrum now throughout different phases of my career. And one phase that I was in was on like the wholesale cosmetics side. So I worked as like an executive for a cosmetics company for many years. And during that time, we were always struggling to connect with these micro influencers, these smaller influencers, these smaller podcast hosts. Even just finding their shows was very difficult. So having one space that it's like, hey, look, you want to connect with podcasters? Here's this platform. Join the group that's relevant to what you're trying to connect with. You can also find like actual audience demographics. So you can go into the search bar and be like, women age 18 to 25, and you'll come up with audience like podcasts whose audiences are females between ages 18 and 25. You know, everything that is in our like podcasters' profiles is, you know, searchable. So it really helps just narrowing down and finding the show and finding the person that you're the most trying to collaborate with.
Well, and you know, they say your niche will make you rich, right? So then if you can narrow 100%. It down. And really fine tune who your audience is, it's going to make much more, you know, be much more effective. And you know, going out as a guest on a podcast, you've got to really pick and choose where you go. If you went on these, one of these main ones, big ones that had a huge audience, but it's not your target audience, you're probably not going to be able to get the results that you expected. Go on the small ones, because at least you know that audience is ready for your information and your message. And at the end of the day, they're probably going to, you know, there's a bigger percentage that's going to buy what you're selling or your service. So, you know, being on the small side is not a bad thing. It's actually smart. But,
no.
You know, once there's all these, I wanted to say is having resources like yours makes it more accessible for people to start some sort of a podcast, whether it's on a platform like this, or even if it's just doing, starting with the Facebook Lives or something. If you've got a business or you're a service provider, you need to have some sort of vehicle like that. And do you want to comment on that? It kind of as an incentive to people to even just give it a try and see if you like it, but it's a great platform in order to get your message out.
Oh, absolutely. And if you are trying to connect to the industry, to the community of podcasting, and you're finding that other platforms, like the bigger platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, are just so diluted and so saturated with other stuff, just so much other stuff going on that's not specifically podcasting, because that's what I was experiencing. You know, I was trying to connect with the community on Instagram, and the only way to do it is through hashtags, you know, and then on Facebook it's groups, and it's just all so all over the place. And it's honestly, trying to connect with the community, and you just want to dedicate time to it, and you don't want to be in between pictures of your cousin and her wedding and frenemies and political discourse and people talking about, you know, personal brands, all these other things that are on other platforms. You just want to connect with the podcasters. You just want to take podcasting seriously. I recommend getting a Podbooking account ASAP.
And it's something that people can use as a resource to find podcasts to be a guest on, right? And there's nothing wrong
100%.
With using it. It's perfect. So then you can get it
so
from two ways.
So if you're trying to connect with the community, if you're trying to connect with the community in any capacity, so whether you are a virtual assistant that wants to connect with podcasting hosts because you think you could help podcasting hosts with their workload, you should have a Podbooking account. If you're an editor or a cover artist, you should have a Podbooking account. If you are a small business owner or just involved in media buying and you have brands that are trying to advertise on podcasting, you should have an account. If you are an author or a specialist or an expert in your field and you want to promote something right now, go get up, have a pod booking account for sure.
Multiple purposes for every single person that's listening to this show right now. So definitely people need to check it out. And all that information is going to be on our website on the homepage, and it's going to be in the partners section. It's going to be on the Reopen America Resources section. So then that way it's going to be easily found, and we're going to be promoting it on a regular basis too. I signed up as a member, and it's pretty cool. There's a lot of information on there, and it's a great resource. So Daniela,
it's only growing.
Yeah, it really is, because when I first did it a week ago compared to when I checked yesterday, there's a lot more people on there. So you're doing a great job, and it's an incredible platform. So Daniela, we're going to have you back on. You're the CEO of Pod Booking, and I hope to have, when I have you back on, I will have my first success story as I'm starting to utilize it. So then that would be something really great.
Yay.
To share, to say, hey, look what I did with it. Yay.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. You've done some great work, my friend, and I look forward to having you back on the show real soon.
Thank you. Looking forward to being back on.
All right. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, that's right. Thanksgiving's a week. How scary is that? Which means Christmas, which means New Year's, which means, oh, my God, it's already January. So let's just put that out of our mind. Let's focus right now on today. So today it's 12:51 on 11:20. That's all I'm going to keep in my brain, 12:51 and 11:20. All right, so my next guest, if she can hang on for one more minute, I would appreciate it. I just wanted to give everybody some information about our Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. And the reason why I'm going to make it really, really quick, because I think it's a great resource for everybody that wants to actually do something good for others by buying products and services that they normally buy, except the company makes a donation. So basically, you want to buy a product or service, those companies donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So we've partnered with 44 different well-known websites and brands like Amazon, Apple Music, and Books, all of the sports organizations for all kinds of merchandise, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, UFC, Constant Contact, Omaha Steak, Suzanne Summers, Spank Skinny Girls, American Flags, Fiverr, and so many more. So basically, you just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Marketplace tab, check out all the products and services. Then you click the product that you want. You get directed to their website. 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to Vets, Pets, and Kids. So you can make a donation without actually having to write a check for anything. So again, just trying to make everything easy, trying to help the world, trying to help people, trying to help things. But by just utilizing the things that we do every day. So just an innovative way for you to go ahead and buy the normal products and services, and the company's making a donation. So you're actually helping other people. The Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. Click buy. Makes it very, very simple. Check it out. There's actually some really amazing companies on there. And real quick, two products that I want to mention that I'm personally using for your health and a boost your immune system during this season. Suzanne Summers supplements. These things are very, very high quality. I mean, this woman's 80 years old. Have you seen what she looks like? She overcame breast cancer, no chemo. So I'm kind of going to follow her lead when it comes to what kind of supplements she's providing and selling. I started zinc, vitamin C, D, and D3. She offers a 15% discount, and she donates 4% of the total purchase to Vets, Pets, and Kids, which when I priced it out at the grocery store, which I didn't even know what is in those or what those are, what in them and what I'm getting. You know, a lot of the times they say it's all diluted. I do trust her brand, and it came out cheaper than the grocery store. And the other one I started taking was Pure Daily Build, which is a multivitamin herbal and mineral supplement. They offer 25% off, and they donate 10% of the total purchase to Vets, Pets, and Kids. So as I'm getting healthy, boosting my immune system, I am helping the rest of the planet, and I'm trying to use as many products that are on there in my own personal life, and things are making a difference. I'm trying to focus on my health and get my rear end up from this desk, because it just kept expanding over the past 8 months. But anyway, that's a whole other show. So visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the Marketplace tab, so you too can click buy and make a difference. All right, so now it is time to bring up the last guest of the afternoon here, and a good friend of mine. Let me click here 1 second while I'm trying to adjust something. Bear with me, people. All right, here we go. Rhonda Murray, the founder of Elevated Diversity Training and Consulting. She is on the phone. Audience, tell her hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rhonda. I'm glad you worked out the phone issues.
I love your audience. I think I'd like to just have them follow me around throughout the course of the work.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice. It gets you through the day so much easier when you just know that they're going to be there to give you a round of applause and, you know, never get the door and maybe laugh every once in a while. So,
how
my
are
goodness,
you,
my goodness. I am good. I am good. I'm always trying to cut down my portions on these shows to get you guys in, and I end up still going over because I didn't even take – I took two sections out, but, it is what it is. It's just that you guys provide so much quality content that I just – I get like mesmerized. You get one of those cartoons where your eyes start to swirl and you're like, and you get in a trance. And then I'm like, oh, Michelle, look at the clock. Stop paying attention and taking notes. So, yeah, you guys.
But I
always
really think you should. I think you need to spend more time sharing with your audience all the great things that you're doing. Because it's pretty impressive.
Well, and I appreciate that. And maybe you and I should just do a segment, a short segment during the week where you can interview me and I can talk.
Because 63% of consumers prefer to purchase from purpose-driven brands. And that's what you're helping your listeners do, find those purpose-driven brands so that they can use their dollars accordingly and feel good about helping others and just elevating society. So
just trying to make the world a better place and to help businesses become even purpose-driven businesses. So then that way that they can have their own purpose out there. So then you're going to be able to pick up those consumers buying from you. So why not join? If that's the model that's being created, that's what the audience wants. Give them what they want. You know what I mean? It's like, if they want cake, give them the cake. It's okay. That's what they want.
Yeah. But it's very true that consumers are much more aware than we have been in the past. And, studies show that we're drawn to brands that we share similarities with. So it just makes a hell of a lot of sense of what you're doing. So kudos
Thank
to you,
you,
Michelle.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much, Rhonda. You want to talk a little diversity and inclusion, But before we do, I told you I had a treat for you. Okay, here, it's real quick.
Oh, you did.
And then there's more.
Then there's more.
Right on, Mom.
Now, which is funny, and I know that we laughed and laughed and laughed, but I have no idea how we ever – even started talking about Maude.
Oh, I'll tell
you.
I'll tell you. Oh, yeah. We're going to go long today just because I figured if people want to listen to the show, you and I will take it out a little bit longer. It's not like, they're going to cut me off. So we've got time. You and I are very different. From political side, you couldn't be more opposite,
very
right?
Very, very different.
But somehow we've managed to still be very close friends all these years. Back in, I'll just give people, this is some good stories for Fridays. So many, many years ago when I had a mortgage company and a nonprofit and a talk radio show, like a real one, like you go to the station and you give them like $4,000 a month to go on once a week. Right back in the day when everybody was rich and famous, right? This is like 2002
right.
through 2005 where, money didn't matter because it just kept showing up. But you did all my PR. You had a PR company. And that's
right.
how we met. And we bonded over that, which is interesting that we bonded because we are so different when it comes to so many things. Well, then when we reconnected, you had started your diversity and inclusion company. And in one of the phone conversations and you've been on the show numerous times, right? So I think you've had like five or six shows that we've done just one-on-one. And you were just, oh, woman, hear me roar, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I get it, but come on. I mean, and then you, I was like, oh my God, this is what I'm like, so anyway, so that's how it kind of came from that. And then, of course, my views on political are very different than yours, meaning me's more conservative, yours more I don't know, do you want to call it liberal? Is that, yeah, whatever, politically correct?
Proudly.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right. So, yeah. So I'll just put you on that side, on the left side. And
right.
Then I had, I found Maude on some of the reruns on one of the, I don't know, Nick at Night or whatever.
That's
it was.
Right.
And I watched it and I'm like, oh my God, this is Rhonda. This is Rhonda.
Very,
oh my God.
I look nothing like B. Author at all.
No, you don't look like her. But it was, you know, she's all back in the 70s pro woman and the blah, blah, blah. But as I've watched the episodes, it's very interesting how hypocritical she is when it comes to numerous things. So, but I watch it almost every night. It's just very, very entertaining. So that's where the whole Maude, right on Maude thing came from.
That's funny. Yes. Now you refresh my memory. So thank you for taking me down memory lane.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Let's jump into a little diversity and inclusion. I know that you've been on the line and we were going to have you on earlier. So let's do that and then we'll wrap up the show.
Sure. Well, my firm is Elevated Diversity, and then I also have Elevate for Her. And it's been our goal with each of those organizations. It's just to create some really great training programs, professional development programs, that organizations could utilize to help bring people together, create a greater sense of awareness. And, you know, ultimately, when you accomplish those things in the workplace, you just make more money. So we've seen it time and time again to where, with our training programs and strategies, companies just simply perform better.
And now, you know, a lot of corporations are looking to do this type of training. But besides the big corporation side, where maybe some of them are doing it because they need to check a box as opposed to actually doing it because they need it for, they really feel they need it for the workforce or their company. What I really liked
right.
about the programs that you're doing is there was a different value to it. There was really tangible takeaway, but it was like training skills that were more, it was the one episode that we did where the guy was interrupting somebody and it was how to,
right.
you know, the skills in the meeting in order to how to turn around that conversation. And it wasn't about, he wouldn't let me speak because I'm a woman. It wasn't that. Type of an attitude with the different programs that you're doing. It was more of, I'm going to show you how to handle these conversations and other ones so you actually become better at your job, better at communicating at work. And it had nothing to do with diversity or inclusion. It was real
right.
skills that could be used in any conversation, even if it's, you know, a heated conversation between two people at dinner. I mean, it was real true.
Absolutely.
Skills. And that's
yeah.
what I really appreciated about the way that you're doing these type of programs different than other people.
Yeah, I think one of the misconceptions there or a limiting thought is that when we think of diversity and inclusion and you might hear like, oh, it's a diversity hire, you think automatically, oh, they're going to hire a Black person. But when you take a step back, diversity covers so many different areas. So it's, you know, you can have diversity in terms of your age. It's obviously gender. It's faith. It's veterans. It's a huge umbrella. There's diversity of thought. So when you take much more of a global approach to the topic and realize that, hey, there's strategies here, just interpersonal strategies that everyone, regardless of their skin color, regardless of where they're from or who they love, or their strategies that will help us connect and communicate with each other. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, especially for those businesses. I was on a call yesterday with the CEO of a tech group that we're working with. And you know, we peeled back several layers and got to the point of, okay, I just want to find a way to where my team members are able to trust each other, go to bat for each other,
and we all win together. And that's what it's all about. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, take away all the labels and take away some of the, you know, animosities that come along with diversity and inclusion, and you know, you peel it back and we end up with how do we best connect and communicate with another human being. So that's our work.
Yeah, it makes sense. And like I said, you've got an interesting approach to doing it, where it's more education and skills rather than
exactly, than
telling people, oh, you're bad because you think this way or you act this way. You know, that's the part that I don't have the patience for, where it's almost like an indoctrination or, you know, making me feel guilty.
Right.
I'm a woman and I'm white. But that's nothing to do with that. Why are we even talking about that? I'm talking about how I'm interacting in the workforce. So I don't like when they label and they exploit it because they're jumping on a narrative. And that's you don't do that. I mean, like I said, it's skills. And that's the important thing, is to have those different techniques or just even a different approach to things. It makes all the difference in the world. And you can always be learning that in any type of business, whether it's a small business owners or, as I even said, in a personal conversation, and nothing to do with race or diversity and inclusion. It could be between two people, you know, talking about sports,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, and that's where some diversity and inclusion programs kind of miss the mark, because you're absolutely right. A lot of individuals, they feel like somebody's going to point the finger at them and say, you're doing this wrong, and you're this, and you're that. Obviously, that's not going to be effective. What we try to do is just create awareness and help people look at things from different perspectives that might be different from their own. But again, it comes down to, isn't that how you develop an effective relationship, whether it's with your spouse or your husband? You just need to understand them and understand where they're coming from. That just makes the relationship that much more effective. So,
yeah, and as we were saying earlier, I mean, if you're going to be spending more time at home, and you probably spent a lot of time at home, if you can get along better with everybody,
it just
makes less stress and less problems, and, you know, less stress that you have and that you hold in on your own. So it's healthier for you to be able to understand and communicate with people, whether or not it's, you know, they get it or they're on the same page. There's no reason that you're beating yourself up and having that stress or those emotions, or even that we talked about on Wednesday, that cortisol rush that you get when you are in confrontation or you are getting angry, and then it's stress. And then there's that light to, you know, fight or flight. And then you have all these different things. Well, now it's affecting your health. And you're like, it wasn't even my fault. I didn't even do anything. So if you can eliminate all that, just, you know, look at it from a selfish standpoint, there's a hell of a lot of stress in your own life. So just, you know, different way to think about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So anything else you want to say? I know you got to go. I got to go. It's 1:08. We're well over as usual. I don't know how I'm going to get this under control.
I applaud your effort. I love the all ladies lineup today, going back to my mod stance. So kudos to you.
Well, yeah.
And then there's mod. And there's mod.
Right on, mod. I'm telling you, you got to start watching the show. It's brilliant. It really is. It's something I look forward to it at night before I go to sleep. Anything else? You're good to go?
Yeah, no, like I said, I do applaud your efforts here. I love what you're doing. We need more folks to step up to the plate and kind of look beyond themselves, find a way that we can support each other and make the world a better place to be, especially now. So kudos.
I agree totally. Yeah, thank you. That's what we're trying to do here on the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and our Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. Just get some quality people giving you amazing information. They become our partner. You know where to find them. And like I said, it is one location for all the information. It's the huge resource platform. 5 different programs providing everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. Before you go, make sure you listen and subscribe to Everything Home. We're on 14 different platforms. This show will now be converted into a podcast within 10 minutes to a couple hours, depending on when it posts. So you'll get notifications if you subscribe, so you never miss it. And don't forget that this special segment is live Wednesdays and Fridays from 12 to 1 Mountain Time. And you're going to meet the various different partners that we have on the platform where they are delivering you quality content and providing tangible takeaways to make things better in your life. I promise there's some really great people. So they're there to help you grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference in the world. So a special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their info is listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's on the homepage. It's on the purpose-driven page. It's all over the place. You can't miss them. So join us next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for another live episode of Purpose Driven Partners. And remember, everybody, thank you, Rhonda. I appreciate it. And I'm going to have you on real soon. We'll talk this weekend, all right?
Sounds good.
All righty. So everybody, listen and subscribe to Everything Home. Tune in next Wednesday at 12 p.m. for another live episode in Mountain Time. And we are over. Go have a great weekend. Go have a great day, because you know why? You deserve it.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.